Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Have you ever had a boss who drove you crazy? Maybe you've got one right now. Think about this. God can use that boss who drives you crazy to help you mature as a believer in Christ. In fact, God can use an unhappy workplace to help you grow in your Christ-likeness. It's sort of like this. God plants little seeds in your heart, seeds of love, seeds of joy, seeds of peace, seeds of patience. And then God allows the difficulties you experience at work to act as fertilizer to help you mature. And he does this because he's trying to make something extraordinary out of you. You see, God's developing you to become the person he created you to be. One of God's five purposes for your life is that you were created to become like Christ. Now, how does that happen? Well, it happens when you're awake, not when you're asleep. And that's when you're at work. And when you're at work and you're asking things like, why is this such a tough place? Or why are these people picking on me? Or why does my boss seem to really work at pushing all my buttons? When you ask those questions, you're really just asking the same questions King Solomon asked in the Bible. He wrote a book called Ecclesiastes, and in that book he says, you know, you spend your life working and laboring, and what do you have to show for it? It's a great question. And we're going to find the answers to it in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes. So let's get started as we look into God's Word.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called Doing Business with God. Now in these lessons, we'll learn what it truly means to do our work as unto the Lord, and how our work can be a form of ministry to others and worship to God. Whether your work is at home, on a job site, in an office, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can find significance in your occupation, allowing you to enjoy your work more than ever. How does that sound? These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Purpose of Work.
A while back, I got a call between the services. It was a guy named Eric Staminger. He's a German guy calling from Germany. He said, my name is Eric Staminger. I am the president and CEO of Adidas. You know what Adidas is? You know, the shoes and all that. Actually, it's called Adidas in German because it's named after Adi Dassler, who was the founder. So he said, my name is Eric Staminger. I'm the CEO of Adidas. He said, I have just finished reading Purpose-Driven Life. It changed my life. I've given my life to Christ. I will come anywhere in the world to meet you. How soon can we meet? I said, well, why don't you come to church next week? He said, I will. He said, I got to go to China. I got to close a deal in China. Then I got to go to Tokyo, close a deal there. I'll be back over in California. I'll be there next Sunday. So the next Sunday, the president and CEO of Adidas came to church, and I went back and we sat down in a couple chairs in the back, and I said, so Mr. Staminger, tell me, how can I help you? He said, well, I just need to know one thing. I've read Purpose-Driven Life. It's changed my life. I'm a Christian now. I want to know, should I resign as CEO of Adidas and become a pastor? I said, no! That's about the dumbest idea I've heard all day. Are you kidding me? I said, let me give you four or five reasons why that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. I said, let me show you how to use your job for the kingdom, how to be a kingdom builder, not just a wealth builder. I said, do you have an executive team at Adidas? He said, yes, there are six of us. I said, are any of the others Christians? He said, well, actually, two of them are. I said, you start meeting with those two and start praying for the other three. And your first ministry is to win your six co-workers to Christ. That's your first job. That's your first ministry. To win the people close to you. Nobody else is as likely to win them as you are. So you start working on that. I said, number two, how many employees do you have at Adidas? I don't remember. I think he said 25,000. I said, that's called a mega church. I said, your congregation is bigger than most pastors will ever preach to. So you've got 25,000 members in your congregation. They're all employees. You start praying for them. You start being available to them. You start instituting good Christian principles in your business. I said, would you like to influence other CEOs? I said, yeah. I said, then you need to stay a CEO. Because you'll have far more influence on them as a CEO than as a pastor or missionary or anybody else. I said, would you like to influence culture? He said, well, yes, of course I would. I said, then you've got to influence the culture makers if you want to influence culture. And the culture makers are musicians and athletes and celebrities and people in the media. I said, do you do celebrity endorsements? He said, yes. I said, of course you do. I said, the next time you're doing right now, David Beckham was, his newest endorsement. They were this great superstar in soccer. And I said, the next time you do a celebrity endorsement, you bring that pro athlete in, you sit him down and you say, now look, I'm not just your endorser. I'm not just your sponsor. You're going to make a lot of money off me, but I'm not just your sponsor. I want to be your friend. And here's my business card. And when you get in trouble and when you have a need, please call me personally. And then you just wait, because the problem will come. Even celebrities have problems. They're just more visible. And I said, they'll have a slump in their game, or they'll have a drug crisis, or a marriage crisis, or a health crisis, or an injury, or a financial crisis, or something will happen, and they're going to need you. And when they come back to you and they ask for your help, then you can share Jesus with them. You do not move where you are. Stay where you are and be that person. Does that make sense? I know a number of Christian businessmen in Hong Kong, been there many times, who were concerned about mainland China, because the churches were under persecution by the communist government and they weren't always allowed the freedom. And so they decided, how can we be planting churches in China when some of the places we can't plant them, they'd just immediately be outlawed. So these businessmen began building factories in mainland China and putting churches in the factories. And what they did is they started allowing, some of these factories have 15, 20,000 people. And they each have a different lunch break, you know, at 1,000 at a time, 24 hours a day. And in the cafeteria, that has become a church. And so they're having church services 24 hours a day. And they give the employees time off to meet in small groups, and they meet in small groups in the factory. And nobody bothers them, says, as long as we are producing, they don't care where we have church. And the government isn't shutting down our church because the businessmen are getting it forward. In today's globalized economy, the new missionaries are businessmen and businesswomen. If you are a businessman, there's not a country in the world who doesn't want to know what you're doing. They want to know about your distribution, your products, stuff like that. There are many countries, they're not going to let a pastor in. They're not going to let a full-time missionary in. But you as a businessman or businesswoman can go where nobody else can go. Business people are the missionaries for the Great Commission of the 21st century. That is being a kingdom builder, not simply a wealth builder. You're using your business for the one thing that's going to outlast everything else, the kingdom of God, the church, God's family. Another way you can do it is by making money in your business and giving that for kingdom causes. And I know many businesses like this. One of them is Hobby Lobby. Most of you know Hobby Lobby, owned by the Green family, has 800 hobby stores all across the Midwest and East. It is one of the most profitable businesses, ROI, return on investment, in America. And because it's all built on Christian principles, they tithe their money to help other things. And God continues to bless that business, bless that business, bless that business, because they're using the profits for God's kingdom. The employees are better paid than anywhere else. I keep raising them. They're making great wages. And because the people at the top are generous, that blessing is on that business. And they keep going on and on. So I talked to the Greens about one of the projects we're working on, what we're calling the Final Frontier, which is one of our 10 Decade of Destiny goals, Twice in the New Testament, twice in the book of Revelation, it says that in heaven, one day, there will be people from every tribe, every nation, and every language around the throne of God in heaven. I take that serious, that God wants people from every nation, every language, and every tribe. Somebody's going to be there in heaven. Here's the problem. There are 3,400 tribes in the world that have no Christian, no Bible, and no church. So there's nobody going to be in heaven from that tribe yet. Somebody's got to get to that tribe. We call that the final frontier. And one of our church's Decade of Destiny goals, we started a couple years ago, was to make sure that there's a church planted in every one of those tribes. They're small tribes, between 5,000 to 100,000 people, by the end of this decade. And I began to enlist other churches to help us do this. And when I'd go out and speak, I'd encourage others, and people were signing commitment cards, and I was asking a church to adopt a people group. In the last 2 years, we've taken 400 off that list. It used to be 3,800. It's now 3,400. Now, the Green family has the vision of taking the gospel and translating the Bible in every one of the last translations. Those 3,400 translations that don't have any Bible. And they've said, we will, and I said, okay, Dave and Mart and Steve, I said, if you guys will make sure that by the end of this decade, we've got every language translated, you get the Bibles translated, you get business people to do that, I will get the pastors and the churches to make sure we plant the churches, and you get the Bible translated, and we'll take this job down. That is a kingdom-sized goal. Can you imagine getting to heaven one day and you say, yeah, you know, my business, it wasn't that big, but we helped fulfill the Great Commission.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Purpose of Work from our series called Doing Business with God. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Many people aren't excited about their work, and they may even dread it. Maybe this is because we see our work as a necessary evil or just a means to an end. But when you look at your work from God's perspective, there's so much more. Did you know your work can be a form of worship to God? The Hebrew word for work in the Old Testament also means worship and serve. It doesn't matter if you're working in the home, at a job site, or in an executive office. Your work can be a ministry that brings honor to God. Pastor Rick Warren says that you'll find real significance and meaning in any job once you've got the Lord's perspective on it. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, Rick wants to send you his study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. This biblical look at work includes a 6-session DVD and workbook that will give you the tools you need to find purpose in your work, allowing you to enjoy your job more than ever, or maybe even for the first time. These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131.
Once again, here's Rick.
The Green family has the vision of taking the gospel and translating the Bible in every one of the last translations. Those 3,400 translations that don't have any Bible. And they've said, we will, and I said, okay, Dave and Mart and Steve, I said, if you guys will make sure that by the end of this decade, we've got every language translated, you get the Bibles translated, you get business people to do that, I will get the pastors and the churches to make sure we plant the churches, and you get the Bible translated, and we'll take this job down. That is a kingdom-sized goal.
Can you imagine getting to heaven one day and you say, yeah, you know, my business, it wasn't that big, but we helped fulfill the Great Commission. We helped raise the money by the stuff we sold to help get the Bible in the last translations and get churches in the last tribes that needed to be done. Let me show you some amazing promises and we'll close. They're on your outline. Matthew 6:33, that's a good verse for businessmen. Jesus says, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God. More than my business? Yeah, even than more than your business. Be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and what he requires of you, and he, God, will provide you with all the other things. So what do you need more of? Well, I need more staff. That goes in all the other things. I need more distribution. That goes in all the other things. I need a smarter sales force. That goes in all the other things. I need an innovative idea for my business. That goes in all the other things. Be concerned with God's kingdom and what it requires you. He will provide you with all the other things. Look at the next verse there on your outline. We know that the same God who raised Jesus will also raise us one day. That's in heaven. And as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, in other words, as the kingdom is built, as it's spread, as we build the kingdom, as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. Kingdom builders reach one more for Jesus. Matthew 6:20, Jesus said, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Circle the phrase for yourselves. Did you know that you can store up for yourselves treasure in heaven? It's not saying store up for God. God doesn't need it. God says you can create a bank account in heaven that is eternal, pays the highest dividends, and nobody can steal it from you. You can store up for yourself treasure in heaven. That's the best investment you'll ever make. How do you do that? By using your work and using your business to get people there. The only way you can invest in heaven is to invest in people who are going there. Your business isn't going to heaven. Your car isn't going to heaven. Your house isn't going to heaven. But people are. And when you invest in people, getting them into heaven, you are storing up treasure in heaven to use for eternity. So here's the big question. I wrote it on your outline. Will I be a wealth builder or will I be a kingdom builder? You can use your work to build wealth. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You're trying to make a living, make a profit, fine. But it's short-sighted. God says, don't just be a wealth builder, be a kingdom builder. Which of those are you going to circle? Will I be a wealth builder? Circle that. Or will I be a kingdom builder? Circle that. Now let me close with this. You don't realize how important your work is. You may think your work is insignificant. Well, I work at a Starbucks. I work at a fast food place. I help clean in a certain place. I don't care what you do, whether you are a mother of preschoolers or you're the CEO of a corporation, your work has far more significance than you realize because it wasn't meant for simply necessity. God says, I want to use your work, no matter what it is, for identity. I want you to express your talents through that. I want you to use it for maturity. I want you to let it make you a more stronger and a more mature and a more patient Christian. I want to use it for credibility. I want you to use your platform to influence the people you come in contact with for the good news and the gospel. I want you to use it for charity. I want you to figure out how to live on a little bit less so you can give a little bit more so you're storing up treasure in heaven. If you're behind on your tithe, you get caught up on that. But you learn to be generous. And I want you to be a kingdom builder, not just a wealth builder. I want you to have a priority in your life. You can waste your life, you can spend your life, or you can invest your life. And the best use of your life is to invest it in the kingdom of God, because it's the only thing that's going to last forever. One day, God is going to do an audit on your work. Did you know that? You're going to have a job interview. One day, God's going to do an assessment on your work. Last verse on your outline. There's going to come a time of testing at the judgment day to see what kind of work each builder has done. Were you a wealth builder or were you a kingdom builder? Everyone's work will be put through the fire. That means mine and yours. To see whether or not it keeps its value. What's the value? Identity, maturity, credibility, charity, priority, eternity. Everyone's work will be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value. If the work survives the fire, that person will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builders themselves will be saved, but like someone escaping a fire. In other words, this has nothing to do with salvation. You're in heaven, but you're going to lose reward. So here's the question. Have you had a shallow conception of your work? You just thought, oh, just get money, put food on the table. No, no, no. Far more significant than that.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org or itunes.com and download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, whether you work in the home or on the job site or in an executive office, your work will become exciting when you look at it through God's perspective. That's why today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, Rick wants to send you his study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. This biblical look at work and employment includes a 6-session DVD and workbook that will give you the tools you need to make your work a form of ministry and worship. This resource will help you find purpose in your work, allowing you to enjoy your job more than ever, or maybe even for the first time. How does that sound? These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. And now Pastor Rick with a final thought.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that I often say life is preparation for eternity. It's preparation for heaven. This side is the get ready stage for tomorrow and next year and next eternity. God is developing your character here on earth because it's the only thing you're going to take to heaven with you. So while you're at work today, and while you're on the job, and while you're working, God's working on you. And he's giving you the opportunities to grow and to minister to other people. You see, the truth is, the most important thing you'll gain from your job is not a paycheck. It's greater spiritual maturity. And the treasure that you're going to be storing up in heaven as you learn to love other people the way Jesus loves you. Now, you may not be able to share the gospel directly with the people that you work with, but the way your faith influences your work habits and your attitudes is going to build your credibility among those people that you work with. So let me ask you this. How are you doing? How are you doing in this area of being an example for Jesus? Do you think people see you as an employee who sets a good example? Do you think they see your faith through the way you work? This week, I want you to pray about the way you work. And I want you to ask God to help you apply your faith in everything you do. I also want you to make a list of the people that you work with who may not know Jesus. And I want you to start praying for each of those people individually on that list. You will be amazed at what happens to them and what happens to you. By the way, if you've missed any part of this message, you can go to www.rickwarren.org and you can listen online there anytime to any of my Daily Hope messages. You'll also find the notes from this message. Plus, and this is a good thing, you can sign up for the free Daily Devotional. That's also called Daily Hope. Now, you know Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. And thanks to your generous gifts from listeners like you, we've just started broadcasting in Rwanda and in Uganda and in Korea, three new nations around the world. So I'd appreciate if you'd ask God if you should send something to help us expand this Daily Hope ministry. I'd appreciate it, and so will those who get to hear God's word on a daily basis like you do. Thanks for listening today.
And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.